Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Question that came up in the White House press briefing room with John Kirby and Karine Jean-Pierre. It's a great question. Somebody had to ask it, and I'm glad that they did. The question is, why aren't they afraid of us? The Houthis, why aren't they afraid of what the United States and Great Britain, generally speaking, the West, the Allies, can do to stop them? Well, I guess they're not really afraid. I hate to say that. Even Joe Biden said, are the airstrikes working? Well, no. Will they continue? Yes. That's exactly what his answers were, folks. All right, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, folks. We made it through a great week of broadcasting, and I really do appreciate that so much. As I said, it's been a great week. We've got a lot of great callers. We've had a lot of great messages. We've talked about a lot of stuff. And, of course, the weekend edition, we kind of wrap everything up. We review a little bit as well, and we tell you what's new as we head into the weekend. And, of course, and as I say for the Friday edition, you know, we kind of let our hair down a little bit more, if that's humanly possible. We have a little bit more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. But we really do our level best here on this weekend edition to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And we hope that we can accomplish that. And once again, folks, thanks for listening. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida, our Salem station there. And you can find out more about me and the program if you head over to my website, I should say, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also find the live links for AM 860 The Answer listed there is, again, TheAnswerTampa.com. You can also find live links from our distributor, syndicator, GCN Networks. And we appreciate everybody at GCN working so hard for the program. And you might be hearing parts of this program, an hour here, an hour there, throughout the weekend, depending on your locale. So we want to welcome you. No matter what time you're listening to the program this weekend, feel free to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Give us a direct message. Tell us what you're thinking about. And, of course, also be sure to let us know where you're listening from. We appreciate that very much as well. So, once again, folks, weekend edition is here, and we are ready, raring to go. And, by the way, the telephone number, if you're with us live here on Saturday morning, we're live 2 to 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings on AM 860 and across some of these different affiliates as well. So you can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. Well, we're going to start this morning with that question. The question. This is a wonderful question. Why aren't they afraid, well, of us, but basically of the U.S.? Why aren't they afraid of the U.S.? Here's the question. Here's the answer from John Kirby there at the White House. It is fascinating. It's fascinating, my friends. Let's listen in.
I did it again.
All right, last two. And then, great boy. Thanks, Green. John, President Biden admitted yesterday that the retaliatory strikes against the Houthis aren't working. Why aren't they afraid of the U.S.?
Well, you have to ask the Houthis what's in their mindset. I'm not going to get in between the ears of Houthi leaders.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. You have to ask the Houthis. My friends, this is one of the ultimate redirects that we've ever seen coming out of this White House press briefing room.
Karine Jean-Pierre should have like a little button that she presses, you know, that says, you know, I refer you to state. I refer you to the Pentagon. I refer you to the campaign. I refer you to the FBI. I refer you to the DOJ. You know, she should have all those buttons just programmed into the lectern there. And John Kirby, though, and what I believe now takes the cake. I think this is it. This is the ultimate redirect of a question. Why aren't the Houthis afraid of us? I refer you to the Houthis. I mean, I understand kind of a little bit where he's coming from there. But honestly, why aren't the Houthis afraid of us? Well, maybe that's, and as I said, this is a great question. But maybe the response to this question is, we're going to make it so it doesn't matter if the Houthis are afraid of us or afraid of the U.S., right? That's their response. Because these airstrikes, while we have supported, and we've talked about this, and we've said this is obviously the time has come, there doesn't seem to be any other solution to stop the Houthis. Saudi Arabia is not going to do it. So at some point, some action has to be taken because the disruption in shipping is starting to have a global effect, and also simply telegraphs the idea that if you have a comparative handful of missiles, you can disrupt the shipping in the Middle East and thereby have the ramifications go across into the rest of the world, and nobody will do a darn thing about it. It's just like that. Okay, let's continue with John Kirby.
What's in their mindset? I'm not going to get in between the ears of Houthi leaders. They claim it's about Gaza. It's not. They claim that this is some sort of, you know, U.S. and Britain effort to wage war on them. It's not. We're simply trying to do two things. We're trying to defend our Navy ships and sailors and the Navy ships and sailors of other nations that are in the Red Sea with us, and two, protect international shipping. This is about self-defense. And, again, this conflict, we don't seek a conflict. There doesn't need to be a conflict, but the exchange of fire that we have seen in recent days doesn't have to go on one day more if the Houthis would make the right decision to stop these attacks.
Okay, stop right there because we're going to start heading out to the break. And that's right, we don't seek a conflict. We don't seek a conflict. But the simple fact of the matter is that they believe the conflict is not just with Israel, but with the U.S., anybody that supports Israel. So the conflict is actually there. It's real. So if you take action against the Houthis, you got to take action to just stop the Houthis. Make it not matter if they're afraid of you anymore or not. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Weekend Edition.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition rolls on. And it is early Saturday morning, but you might be hearing this program a different time during the weekend. So whatever happening, whatever you're doing, whatever you're into, we hope that you're having a great time this weekend. Hope that you got some great weekend plans. Here in Southern California, we are expecting the rain to start, later this morning here on Saturday. We expect it to be pretty good throughout the weekend and then heavier on Monday. So we will see. We may just have to batten down the hatches. May have to just sort of remember that Eddie Rabbit song, I Love a Rainy Night. Maybe that's exactly what we need to be doing right now and just sort of relaxing if that happens. Listener Joan, listening up on GCN up there in Seattle, we appreciate the message very much, and I will pass that on. To Denise for you. I really think she's going to absolutely love it. So we'll definitely pass that on to Denise for you. I really do appreciate it. And I know she will too. And, so folks, you can head over to, KyleWarrenShow.com if you so desire, if you're inclined to do so, send us a direct message. Simply click on send Kyle a direct message and you'll be off and running, from there. All right. Well, in the first part of the program, sorry, folks, I had to hit the cough button there. In the first part of the program, we did tell you about why aren't the Houthis afraid of the U.S.? I don't know. It sounds like, that could be like a documentary right there. Why aren't the Houthis afraid? Well, and that's joking around, obviously, but in all seriousness, well, of course they're not. They're not fazed by this. There should have been a absolute horror that would have occurred to them. And when I say make it such that it doesn't matter if they're afraid of you or not, just degrade their ability to launch anything. completely take that away. Stop it. You know, by the way, earlier in the week, you know, we were talking about the Houthis, and did you know that they have an Air Force? Well, it's an Air Force of One, and basically it is an ancient, as it's described, ancient F-5 fighter jet, it's definitely, whether it's even serviceable is debatable. So that's what they have in terms of air power, but they have these other missiles, which are formidable, obviously, and but it seems to me that with the combined might of the U.S. naval forces there, and this, again, is not about our naval forces, it's about the commands given or the target packages that are evidently approved on this. It would seem to me, you know, as a manager, a lot of times, you know, in being a commander-in-chief, what you want to say, and I think the Trumpian or even Reagan-esque sort of way of approaching that kind of thing is, okay, the military, they do this professionally every day. They train 365 days a year. They war game. They know where everything is. They have scenarios of how to go get it and destroy it if the word comes down from the commander-in-chief. Well, maybe the word from the commander-in-chief should be, stop the Houthis. Just take out the Houthis or take out their infrastructure, their ability. I mean, all this stuff can be done, right? So I would think that once the president, whether it's Biden or whomever, just take Biden out of the equation, but once the president gives the order to say, it's time to stop the Houthis, I want them stopped, then the military has the ability to go and make that happen. And that's where I think maybe there's a disconnect in there in this too, because obviously the Houthis need to be stopped, and they're not afraid because we're not doing everything in our power to stop them. So they realize, and sometimes, you know, there's an absorption that goes on, right? Oh, well, it's just the cost of doing business. We just have to absorb this. And by the way, Iran's going to send us more stuff anyway, probably. So you have to just be more comprehensive. That's what I'm saying about it. All right, so that's kind of a serious thing to start off with here this morning, because obviously you want the shipping to be, moving freely, not having to take these huge detours and so forth, and something has to be done. So that's kind of on a serious note. We've got a lot more serious things to talk about here on the weekend edition, of course, but we didn't get a chance to talk about this throughout the week. And so I just wanted to make sure that we did cover it. This from Fox Business, the White House dodging the question about Biden's surprise over a $6 smoothie in Pennsylvania. Well, guess what, folks? He was just joking around. It's just old Uncle Joe. It's crazy old Uncle Joe, kind of like when he's talking about Corn Pop or something. He's just joking around. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre quickly dodged a Fox reporter's question on Wednesday after she was asked why President Biden seemed to be surprised that a smoothie in Allentown, Pennsylvania, last week cost $6. Well, you know, we're living here in Allentown, right? That's a great song, by the way, by Billy Joel. Not trying to get too far off the mark. Although I did, and let me just say this parenthetically. Again, it's the weekend edition. We try to have a little bit more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's humanly possible. And Billy Joel, I heard an interview with him once, and he said he was actually thinking of another town or something, but Allentown worked better or something like that. And he said that every time he go to Allentown, they were all mad at him. Why did you use Allentown? And so at any rate, but that's actually one of my favorite Billy Joel songs of all time. It's just a great song. But anyway, a smoothie in Allentown, right, costs $6. Last Friday, the president was at a coffee shop in Pennsylvania, and he seemed to be surprised that the smoothie was $6 and how expensive it was, Fox Business reporter Edward Lawrence told Jean-Pierre. I'm curious. So is the president now realizing the costs that Americans are bearing? On Friday, President Biden stopped at several small businesses in the Allentown area to highlight the area's boom in small business startups. The boom has helped create jobs while also attracting investments in manufacturing and infrastructure, according to the White House. But When asked about Biden's surprise at the $6 price tag, Jean-Pierre said the president was just joking around with the press. So, look, when he went over to you all, to the press corps, he was having a good time, right? And he offered, as you know, offered to buy them coffee, she said. There was a big group there, and he made everyone get, made sure everyone got coffee and pastries. So I just want to make that really clear. He wanted to make it clear. He was trying to get everybody coffee and pastries. Lawrence again asked his question about Biden's reaction to the $6 smoothie. Jean-Pierre told Lawrence not to forget what the trip was about. Guess what it was about, folks? Small business. She continued, saying 16 million small businesses have started and filled out applications. That's not the point. That's not the point, right? The point is, you know, and this is not new for presidents necessarily. You know, one of the things that really harmed George H.W. Bush, it wasn't the nail in the coffin or anything, but it was, it contributed to being able for Bill Clinton and his campaign, basically, to say it's the economy, stupid, right? James Carville, that's the name I was looking for. James Carville was able to reemphasize that even more because George Bush was seemed to be a little out of touch as to how much stuff was at the store, okay? And that just what it did was it made voters think like, well, he's more detached. You know, he's so well off that it doesn't matter to him what things cost. But to me, on the right here at the ground level, Bill Clinton seems to, I feel your pain a little bit more, right? That was his whole, I feel your pain. And so I'm not going to keep doing Clinton. That's okay. But at any rate, that is significant, though, isn't it? In this case, if Joe Biden is surprised at how much things are, well, that can also make him look like he's more detached. We know he's kind of really detached to begin with, but this is not good. So at any rate, that's a really big deal. It's really important. The press secretary said that they filled out all these applications. What it means is they have the confidence. Small business, the folks who are starting them, have the confidence in the economy to start a business. Let's see. Jean-Pierre credited the president with giving Americans confidence, blah, blah, blah. She continued saying the rescue plan got the economy back on its feet. And so, in other words, she went down the list of the talking points. But why was he so surprised that the cost was so expensive, Lawrence asked of Biden and the smoothie. He was joking around. He was certainly joking around with the press corps. He ordered to buy coffee. That's what he did, and pastries. But I think the most important thing about the trip was that he was able to visit a small business. So, do you believe this? I mean, are you buying, not just buying a smoothie for $6, but are you buying this? Nope. And then, of course, when he kind of looked at the menu on the wall or something, and, you know, it wasn't a good look. It was not the finest hour. It didn't accomplish what she says he's trying to accomplish. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. During a visit in North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden acknowledged how thousands more homes have been connected to high-speed internet during his time in office. Critics of the president and Republicans have blamed his administration for runaway inflation since the pandemic due to multiple government spending measures. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It is the weekend edition. And we are continuing, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you're inclined to opine, as it were. And we welcome that, of course. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, just like listener Joan did just earlier. They're listening up there in Seattle, Washington, and we appreciate the listener Joan very, very much. And I'll tell you what, folks, you know, it is interesting to me that as we head into the election season proper now. And by the way, somebody, well, I'm trying to remember who said the other night, well, Joe Biden's now starting the campaign. See, there was no campaign, evidently, up until the day of the Iowa caucuses, I guess. You know, but, oh, come on. I mean, really, they know what they're up against, and they know what they're facing, and this is why the campaign, I think, has formulated the ridiculous narrative that somehow Donald Trump is going to, or just the Republicans, or just actually just not voting for Joe Biden is going to destroy democracy. So go ahead, you know, do what you want. Destroy democracy if you want to. But if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you know, that's a vote for destroying democracy. This is what they're going with, my friends. And those of you who have been with us through the week and those of you hearing us here on Saturday morning, this is what they're going with. And they're going with it for a simple reason. The reason is they realize that they can't go out and tout the economy. They can't go out and tout national security. They can't go out and tout that somehow the quote-unquote return of the adults to the room, unquote, would it actually fixed anything or made anything better or made, maybe this is a better way to put it, made things more stable. Can you tell me that starting on, you know, January 21st, or if I recall correctly, January 21st, 2021, that everything got more stable as Donald Trump left the White House and Joe Biden entered the White House? Have things gotten more stable, or have they flown out of control? And I don't mean just, well, it's a little bit. It seems like it's a lot. That it's like comprehensive. It's across the board. Everything seems, and by the way, I am not being negative. I'm not trying to be negative because I'm not a naysayer. But what I am saying is that there is a practical observation that we are making, that we can make, all of us, that says something went horribly wrong after Biden came into office. Now, they can't go out and celebrate that unless they try to, like, well, gild the lily a little bit, or, you know, maybe massively gild the lily in order to try to sell it to you. Because still, no matter what, even though they're going with a vote for Joe Biden is a vote to preserve democracy, and a vote, I guess, the opposite, a vote against Joe Biden is, or for somebody else, is a vote to destroy democracy. Even though they're really going with that, to one degree or another, they will try to make it sound like they're listening to you, or that they're somehow interested in the same things that you're interested in for the same reasons, right? And, of course, all that is just a smokescreen. It's just a manipulative tactic to make you vote for them the same way again. Oh, well, that's right. Well, you know what? Joe Biden wants massive changes on the border. Don't believe me? Here's Joe Biden saying that he wants massive changes on the border. And by the way, did you know, again, it's Republicans that made this border crisis what it is? Do you realize that if the Republicans just went with what Joe Biden asked them to do, that none of this would be happening? Can you imagine that? See, this is that whole part and parcel of just simply trying to flip the script. Oh, no, we're for border security. We always have been. It's these Republicans that have really messed things up. Let's hear Joe Biden.
I want to talk about another top issue, the border. I love how he's turned on and Biden's for a free and open border. Just tear down everything. Everybody come. No restrictions. Well, I used to be a bipartisan in this country, and I should be one again. I've been clear from the very beginning. The system is broken. My first day in office, I sent Congress a comprehensive plan on immigration reform. My friends on the other side have done nothing with that. Over and over, I've asked for resources to step up action at the border. In October, I asked Congress to fund for funding that would add another 22,000 additional border agents and officers, hundreds of new immigration judges to make the judgments on the spot, a new detection equipment to stop fentanyl from coming into the country. And by the way, I've worked with China and Mexico to slow the flow of fentanyl in the United States. As I speak, it's way down. So let me be clear. My team has been at the table for weeks now on with a bipartisan group of senators.
Okay, so you get the idea. They're trying to negotiate a new deal. And they're trying to do this, of course, because in so many ways, of course, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, has brought it up and made it such a sticking point. Oh, boy, is he being irritating to them or what? You know, of course it should be a sticking point. We're worried about securing the borders of Ukraine, but not really securing the borders of the United States of America. Well, what happened back in 2021? Well, yes, the White House did send something over, evidently, but of course it included things like amnesty, which amounts to amnesty, these pathways to citizenship, and these kinds of things that they knew the Republicans are not so simply going to agree to. So when Joe Biden sits there and says, well, you know, this is, you know, it's all the Republicans' fault, and the Republicans, won't help. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's malarkey. We know that because this is what we're observing. If Joe Biden really thought that the Republicans were the one thing standing in the way of the border security, well, Joe Biden could even just do one thing that we heard Speaker Johnson talk about earlier this week. He could do one thing, and I mean, even just as a gesture. And if he even did this one thing, maybe he could make a better argument that somehow he's really trying. But he won't do this at all. In fact, it was this one thing would be a reversal of his reversal of the Trump stay in Mexico policy. And Speaker Johnson said that would stem the flow by literally a massive amount. You know, think 50, 60, 70%, something like that. And it would be an amazing measure to take, even just by executive order, and that would help things immensely. And just that one little thing, but of course it needs to be a lot more. But obviously, I'm just demonstrating the fact that Joe Biden is in no way, shape, or form, or the Biden administration, or whoever's making up the policy here. They are not willing to try to do everything to stop everything at the border. They want to continue with this, well, it's these Republicans, and on it goes. And so it's really interesting to me, folks, because, again, the president's not being proactive at all here. The only thing he's really being proactive about is to make sure that this crisis, and it is a crisis, continues unabated. Because they truly believe that by having people come into this country illegally, that they are eventually going to get that ability to vote if they don't already find ways to vote fraudulently to begin with. But they understand that it shifts the dynamic so much in favor of the Democrats. And because what do they want? Power. When do they want it? In perpetuity, right? So, I mean, it's like a chain. What do they want? Power. Well, and I guess how long do they want it? In perpetuity. That's what they want. And they will look you in the eye, and they will tell you, nope, the borders is secure, it's okay, and we're doing everything we can. But if it's not secure, it's got to be these Republicans. And I sent a thing to them back when I first came in office. Well, what you sent to them essentially would have been a non-starter. And then go on, well, it should be bipartisan. Well, of course it should be bipartisan. But there's a huge, and by the way, it's not partisan to say the crisis at the border is real, it's observable, and something has to be done to enforce the border. That's not necessarily a partisan thing. What's not bipartisan about this is that the Democrats don't want to actually do anything about it with Republicans. So, folks, there you have it. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition is here, and we're flying through hour number one of the Weekend Edition. It's just like the week, isn't it? It's just like during the week, the weekday editions, they just fly by. Next thing I know, you know, everything starts up at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. The next thing I know, it's 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And we're ending the program, tossing it off to the next thing. And I'll tell you, it just really does fly by. That's, you know, in that particular time, I could probably drive most of the way from my home here in Southern California to Las Vegas, Nevada. So, I mean, I've made it in about 4 hours before. That was long ago. These days, I'm sure it takes a lot longer. But back in the day, you could try to you could try to, like, a cannonball run or something like that and try to get there as fast as you could. But, of course, all being safe and everything. But once again, folks, welcome back to the show. And right here at this part of the program, we love to make sure that everybody out there in the wee hours of the morning, and in this case, whatever you're doing getting through your weekend, we want to make sure that we kind of keep you going. We keep your blood pumping. We keep you sort of revved up, as it were. Well, we do that by playing a song for a little bit, and then we tell you about what's going on in the national weather as we head into this part of the program, this segment for hour number one and hour two, by the way. So let's not waste any more time. This is a great song, and we've never played this one before. I almost guarantee we've never played this one. This is from Styx, and it is, I think, one of the coolest intros because of this organ that's playing, and it's Blue Collar Man, Tommy Shaw, I believe, singing the low lead vocals here. Here we go, Styx, Blue Collar Man. Little technical glitch right there, folks. I think we got that continuing to go, though. I think we still got Styx. Yeah, we do. There it is. Into the 80s as well. Dennis DeYoung, of course, one of the other major songwriters and vocalist contributors there. They had all kinds of great hits. I don't know what you might think about Mr. Roboto, but, you know, it all depends. But they did have some really great great songs back in the 70s and even into the 80s as well. And I think in many ways they're still going strong. But I'll tell you this. I don't think Dennis DeYoung is with them, though. I just don't know that off the top of my head. Because I know that they had parted ways for quite some time, I think. But Styx, you know, sort of I don't want to say forgotten band, sort of an underrepresented band at this point, I think, because they did rock. And their other song, Renegade, that really is cool as well. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. We hope that you like the song. And we hope that wherever you are this weekend, that the weather is going to cooperate in some way, shape, or form. Although this is what we expect to see this weekend. This, according to the National Weather Service, lake effect snow, downwind from the Great Lakes, and upslope snow for the central Appalachians into the northeast, higher elevation snow across the west. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of northern and central California. And they do seem, in central and northern California does seem to get a lot more rain all the time when, during the season than we ever do here in Southern California. It just depends, and of course sometimes there, you have these different anomalies that occur, and we get lots and lots and lots of rain, but a lot of times it's confined, the way the weather patterns work, that it's confined more in central and northern California area. High pressure over the northern plains will slowly move eastward to the central Appalachians by Sunday evening. Cold air associated with the highs will create temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below average from the northern high plains, the plains, middle Mississippi Valley, upper level energy over the Great Lakes, upper Midwest, and Northwest will produce lake effect snow downwind from the Great Lakes. With a solid northerly component to the wind, the heaviest accumulations will be near the Manistee National Forest and Michiana region of the Lower Peninsula of Michigan, as well as the Hiawatha National Forest and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan from Friday evening into Saturday evening. So if you happen to be up in the UP, and you know who you are, then yes, that could be also what's coming to you, unfortunately. The snow will also be heaviest in upslope portions of the central Appalachians and over the northeast. The lake effect snows will slowly taper off from Saturday evening into Sunday evening. Multiple fronts will move onshore over the west and dissipate over the next few days. The systems will produce steady highest elevation snow over the west, with the heaviest on Saturday evening into Sunday evening. In addition, a plume of moisture will move over the parts of Northern California, producing heavy rain on Saturday and Sunday. Therefore, the WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall, as we mentioned just a few moments earlier, for Saturday and Sunday morning into parts of Northern California. Associated heavy rain will create mainly localized areas of flash flooding with urban areas, roads, small streams, narrow canyons and gullies, and burn scars the most vulnerable. Elsewhere on Saturday, moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico and upper level energy will aid in producing rain over parts of southern Texas on Sunday. So there's a lot happening out there weather-wise this weekend, folks. So wherever you are, we hope that you're able to hopefully be able to enjoy the weekend. But otherwise, you may have to batten down the hatches a little bit. All right. Well, folks, as we head into the top of the hour, we're going to hear, of course, the top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. And then when we come back, we'll continue on here with the weekend edition of the program. We've got some more great audio quotes to tell you about. And, you know, it just really does get to me, though, President Biden talking about how, well, you know, he sent all this stuff over to the Republicans, and the Republicans won't do anything, and it's not his fault, and et cetera, et cetera. And this is just, again, this is part of how you try to get back into the swing of things for the campaign. Make it sound like, no, we're for border. In fact, I'm for massive changes. Yeah, he is for massive changes at the border, everybody. But those changes would make things a lot worse. Not better, but worse. And how about enforcing the laws that we have right now? In other words, why is Texas having to do what it does? Stay right there. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.